I just recently learned about the word telegony, T-E-L-E-G-O-N-Y. And it's the belief that a woman's previous sexual partners affect the current baby. And this was proposed by Aristotle and has been a very influential notion that is one of the reasons, is the word we're going to put in quotes here because I think it's going to be inverted. That's one of the reasons that kings are not supposed to marry divorcees, because then their issue could possibly, the next king could possibly not be then just the son of the king, and who cares about the vessel, of course, but could also be partly the issue of the previous husband. So this affected British policy does it still affect it? But it certainly affected until very recently. And this affected policy for kings everywhere and policy for people who believe in the patriarchy forever, because, you know, that's part of patriarchy's obsession with virginity, to boldly go where no man has gone before and where has left his effect. I think that's all really interesting, but I think the thing that's really interesting is that I don't think that telegony caused a patriarchal obsession with virginity and making sure that a male sexual partner had no previous partners. I think that's the other way around, that the patriarchal obsession with virginity and the patriarchal terror that a woman may ever have had another lover with whom she could now possibly compare you potentially unfavorably, among other things, is one of the things that led to the development of the philosophy of telegony. And I think this is really important because it's a very quick and easy entree to something that I think is central to the entire culture, which is almost all this culture's philosophies are not based on perception of the real world, but instead I think that members of this culture use most of their cognitive ability in order to rationalize their pre-existing bigotries. And telegony is a beautiful example of that. Queer theory is an even more beautiful example of that, which has been able to rationalize sadism over the last 30 years. Any philosophies under Richard Dawkins rationalizes sociopathic behavior. Any theories underlying capitalism are rationalizing. The ideology behind the Bible rationalizes a male supremacist and human supremacist mindset. So telegony is just an entree into how this culture works, where it makes up whatever bullshit it wants and pretends that rationalizes the behavior that the destructive behavior that the perpetrators want to do anyway.